मैंने जो भक्ति देवी की जय, राधा कृष्ण श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की जय, वृंदावन अवध धाम की जय, वृंदावन दंडवत महाराज दंडवत दंडवत मैंने जो भक्ति देवी की जय, श्याम राधा कृष्ण श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की जय, वृंदावन अवध धाम की जय, वृंदावन मथुरा की जय, उत्तम क्षेत्रों की जय, सुभद्रा जगन्नाथ जी की जय, चैतन्य मठ जगोपीठ की जय, चैतन्य सरस्वत मठ की जय, सिंह जिबुटीस की जय, नाम संकीर्तन की जय, महर्षि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय, भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय, भगवान सिंहदेव की जय, नाम संकीर्तन की जय, समगत श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय, नीताई गौर सुमनंदे In this only he can stand, he can, by the mercy of Gurudev, only that is our hope, Vaishnav's mercy, Vaishnav's service. Gurudev always telling, if you love me, if you love my dogs, you are still into good. That is main thing. Sariya Vaishnav Seva Nistar Paya Seva Keva. Vaishnav Seva, devotee always engage the service that is good. Many devotees now in time, this time, Vrindavan, they are so much parikrama they are doing. Many, all the Kartik Damodar Mas, like too many in the street cannot walk. Always doing parikrama in the month of Kartik in Vrindavan. Gurudev's Brahmavars, actually, they are Dipatitti, Pujivatittamar is doing parikrama. Now, he said, Gurudev told me you can do, and I did that job. Every year I am taking the parikrama party. Maharaj, you can tell something now. Yes, yes, question.
Okay, the question is there Atma in every atom?
Yes. The Brahma Sangha is the Andan Purastam Paramaru Sayam Purastam. Where there is Atma, the Paramatma. So Srila Shiromarna, he says that the jivatmas are units of consciousness. Brahmajyoti is made up of so many jivas. So this is all, in words, a part of the perfect that appears to be imperfect. So, anyway, philosophical matter, but there's jivas, not suddenly jiva, they're sarvagata, and they're everywhere. So we take it that even the what appears to be unconscious, his consciousness is the basis of everything. So they're everywhere. Paramatma, Jivatma, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they said, go and Vardhan. So it means Govardhan is that place where cows, the number of cows are being increased, so their necessities are being taken care of. So, Srila Guru Maharaj recalls that when one of the first times he met Srila Swami Maharaj was on this parikrama, like everyone is going for those groups. And like we have a party Saraswati Thakur, would be in a place and then it would be announced, go to another place. Sometimes sannyasis would lead parikramas, Saraswati Thakur would stay in one place. So this one particular time, the devotees go to Shay Shani. So it's announced the party's gonna go to Shay Shai. This has some connection with Rajagopis and their separation. And it says, but Saraswati Thakur will not go, he'll give a class in the evening. So Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj said, I thought, what will I see if I go there? When they're talking together, that's the opening of Maya Four Tanagoda Mandir. They're discussing many years later this event. And so Swami Maharaj said, I thought, what will I see if I go? And Guru Maharaj joked and he said, yes, I exercise the Saraswati Thakur. Few times in his lifetime, devotees were going to see Jagannath or some other deity, and after they would return, he said, "What, you saw Jagannath?" They said, "Yeah." "You saw Jagannath?" And they realized the point he was making. They said, "No, we've not seen." He said, "Yeah, what you did was eye exercise." So any of this depends on the capacity of the devotee. It's not tourism. This isn't like Maharaj going to the Taj Mahal or the Eiffel Tower, so we can say, I saw that. It's not a question of that type of scene. But Guru Maharaj says, with regard to Navadvi, that the dust here is capable of delivering Vrindavan in full, if you have the capacity for seeing and extraction. So anyway, it said like that. So Guru Maharaj didn't go, Swami Maharaj didn't go. They stayed to hear Saraswati Thakur speak. But Guru Maharaj, he recalled what Saraswati Thakur spoke about. And what he spoke about, he said, was he gave a novel explanation of the meaning of Govardhan. So he said, Govardhana means they're increasing the number of cows. Saraswati Thakur is speaking like that, saying, this is, from a mundane point of view, they're Vaisavas. But from an Aprakrita point of view, Krishna is hidden in the Vaisa community, appearing that way. So their job is to increase the number of cows. He said, and when they do that, they have a potent source of bulls, and the cows, he said, they're not considering whether this is a Brahmin cow, this is a Kshatriya cow, this is a Vaisya cow, or a Shudra cow. They have the potent source, they're expanding the number of cows. So Saraswati Thakur said, similarly, we're expanding the number of devotees. And this is how, because Krishna's hidden in that Vaisya community, and through that, they're expanding the number of cows. So he said, this movement is similar to that. We're expanding the number of devotees. Krishna conception is being expanded without any consideration of caste, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaisya, or Shudra. Just the potent source is, and he used that sloka, a favorite sloka of Rupa Goswami in his sloka collection, the Padyavali, the Akrishti, Kritachetasam, Samasam, Uchchat, Atsangala-muka-loka-sula-bhava-vashat-mukhi-sriya No diksham na cha sakriyam na purushartha Mana-gipsate Mantra-yam-rasana-pragyeva-bhavati-sri-krishna-nama-maka When Krishna wants to expand himself, no diksham na cha sakriyam na purushartha Mana-gipsate There's not even a remote consideration of mundane prerequisites. So is that just diksha, not necessary. No diksha, not just satkriya. They're concerned about six right things to do, and none of these things are considered. Krishna wants to give himself, that's the only consideration. The Upanishads say the same thing in a slightly different way. Nayamatma pravachaneno lubhyam. Namedayam bahuna susena. Nothing, it's not an intellectual matter or any other thing, but yame varsana vrinute tena lubhyam. Pashaisha atma vibrinute tena lubhyam. Tanum Shram, whom Krishna decides to give himself to, that's all that's necessary. And this is Krishna's method, because he's come from the cow herd community. That's how he ties this in, where they don't make these discriminations. This discriminatory policy is a Brahminical tendency or in other places. But in the Vaishya community, where they're extending their... That's not how they're seeing things. So Krishna mercifully is coming from that community, and it's their nature. So when it comes to the nature of extension on himself, he's also like that. He's the potent source, and regardless of the soil quality, once this seed is planted there, it can spring out for its own necessity. So Guru Maharaj was saying that. We never heard him explain things like that, and we were very happy to hear that explanation at that time. And it gives us some hint of the depth of conception that Srila Sarasvati had for it, and why once his conception enters into the heart, then Guru's saying the experts will say Sani, Pikas, Kutikatam. Once Guru's told it this way, he said, we learned from Mahaprabhu and his Ramananda Sambhad and this sloka that taste is reliable. Not intellect, not this, not that, but taste is reliable. And me and we say, well, who has that capacity? The experts do, and they say once you've heard Krishna conception from such a potent source, then whether it's today or tomorrow, your position is guaranteed because you've expressed some appreciation for what is real and substantial, not for something that is superficial or sentimental or whatever. But hearing from these sources and expressing even the remotest appreciation for that is guarantee of a substantial position in the future. So that we're all sitting here 100 years later practically by the mercy of Saraswati Thakur, his extension of Krishna conception, and has that type of potency and power. And Krishna, everything Krishna does is multi-dimensional, to say the least. But he, on the plea of asking Nanda Maharaj what they were preparing for the Indra Yajna, on the plea of some explanation of like why this is being done, is this some tradition? Or is it something that's Shastra, it's in the scriptures, he's playing in this, you know. Or is it just the tradition? We do it every year. He's a small boy. And like a child might ask, children, why do we, mom, dad, why do we do that? He's asking. And they're telling him that, oh, we're from the cowherd community, and the cow is everything for us, but as it says, gopis tell this book, Antaya Madhulavala Haridasa Bharja, Yadrama Krishna Sharana Sparja Pramoda, Manam Siddhartha Sakhato Ganaya Sayoya, Pani Yasuya Vasakandara Kandamulai. Well, we need sweet water, and that they're praising so much Govardhan, and then we get the sweet water from the earth that's good for the good grass and that's nourishing the cows. And they're saying, well, that comes from Indra. So we offer some tribute to him every year. And Krishna's saying, you mean it's like a karmic kind of thing? He's saying, if that's what it is, then what do you need him for? I mean, really, karma is based upon being a karmi. So really, karma, the basis of karma is karmis doing something that warrants a result. So even if you take it that there's a God who's fulfilling, who's reciprocating what karmis do, then even he's secondary to them, because they do something, then he responds to that. If they don't do what they do, how can he reciprocate? So he's actually speaking a type of atheism.
Is it that?
Karmabhadra. We're the supreme thing. But he's doing this. He's doing this in a very charming way. He makes the case that really the worship of Indra is not necessary. Because as in the sloka, in the mother beast, he wanted to break the mountain. Indra's trying to break the Govardhan mountain, but Krishna breaking the mountain of ego that's in the heart of Indra. He's puffed up thinking he's the king of heaven, he's God for all practical purposes. So he's Indra. Indra means king. Actually, he has a name, but it's opposed. But he is ultimately defeated by the Gava, and the Indra of the Gava, the Gava Indra, the Govinda. This his name must be Govinda, this king of the cows, humiliated the king of heaven. The king of heaven, you can understand, appears to be so great, he's humiliated by a cowherd boy, who he now called, referred to as Govinda. But anyways, they know Krishna, he convinced. At first they're thinking, such a precocious boy, he's saying all these things, but then they came under Krishna's influence. When he started speaking this Karmabad philosophy, no need for Indra, just we do what is our necessity. We're cow people. The cow is everything for us. And this Govardhan is supplying all the necessities for the cow. So I have a new idea. Let's take all this paraphernalia you're going to use for worshipping Indra. We'll worship the Brahmins and Govardhan and the cows. That'll be. And then all those cowherd men, they're like, oh. Nanda Maharaj agrees, and they shift everything to worship the Brahmins, Govardhan Hill, and the cows. And that's in Krishna, he begins the first parikrama. They said, after we feed the Brahmins, take care of them, and feed the cows some grass, and worship the Govardhan Hill, then with the cows in front, we'll do parikrama. And then they do the first, led by Krishna. You're going on parikrama? Krishna led the first one. As the Charjwar is leading our party, Krishna says, Acharya Mam Vijaniya, I also read Parikrama. Sarvadeva, my own guru, what they do, anything they can do, I can do better. And they dress very nicely, the Vrajagopis, they get their wagons and they're all going and circumambulating Govardhan. And then Krishna shows that he is Govardhan. Suddenly they see Krishna like a mountain on top of the mountain Govardhan, announcing, I am Govardhan. And everyone is astonished to see that. And as Maharaj told, whether with a short hand or a long hand, he's eating everyone's offering. And even he told they should feed Chandas their food. So Jajavar Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj had a sense of humor. So he was teasing Sagar Maharaj and myself once, Bhaktianand Sagar Maharaj. And he said in one book, because it says that Krishna says, give out, as Gurudev said, as appropriate. So for those chandalas, what were they fed? They're chandalas. Anyway, so he says that many Dai Bhakti Dharita Damodar Maharaj feed. Damodar Maharaj has his turban on today. Because he's also the Vraj Bhakti. Hare Krishna. Anyway, Jajavar Maharaj said in this one scripture, it was saying some non-veg may have also been offered. He said, so if you were preaching and someone quoted this to you, how would you respond? And so Sagar Maharaj, we're a little bit at a loss for words. And then he joked, he said, Yad Parosi Yadarnasa. Yad Jahosi Yadasya. That's the Gita Sloka where Krishna says, whatever you do, whatever you offer, do it as an offering to me. They're saying in some remote way, those people, they're also making their offerings. We also know in other, the cultures we're from, those people, they're, before they eat so many forbidden things, they're also praying to God that he'll accept that or something. Anyway, and he said, even the dogs, they're given something. Dog eaters and dogs, everyone should be taken care of on that day. Of course, we think cow's number one, but he's showing that everyone, this Krishna's conception, everyone will be nourished, whatever their position is. And they'll be upgraded by doing that. And that's Gaudiya Math. We take care, the dogs are also, a dog joined us on the Navadvipam Parikrama one year, Maharaj, if you remember. He started in Swan on the Sukhita Kunj, and then followed the party, the whole, even Kirtamars is what I call the death party. The last group that comes, that dog came to the mosque, and they gave him a leaf plate, with some, you know, because he did the whole Parikrama.
Some
appreciation. So anyway, all those offerings are made, and they're seeing now, Gopal, he has some special position in relation to the Govardhan, and those Vrajagopis say, because on the one hand is Krishna, on the other hand says, Hantayam Adhra Avala Haridat Varja, that he's the best of the servants of Hari. Why? Because supplying all the necessities for the Gopas and also for Krishna Leela. And so Guru Maharaj said, in the worship of Govardhan Shila particularly, we can say similar to Mahaprabhu, as Jiva Goswami says, Anta Krishna Bahir Govardhan Darshitanda Vaibhava, that Anta Krishna, internally is Krishna, but Bahir Govardhan, externally he's in the position of a devotee. He said Govardhan, internally is Krishna, but he's Haridas Varja, he's also the best of devotees by supplying all the necessity for Krishna and Leela, his pastimes. whether it's the cows, the gopas, or the brajagopis. So, and we know, I was telling the rule before we left last time that, and after we know in Krishna, he lifts the Govardhan Hill with the left hand, the pinky of his left hand, which seems to be implying like some his least strengthy position, he can achieve this extraordinary feat. Because when it's raining, he leaves his house. There, by his shakti, special potency, makes a, not literally an umbrella, but like umbrella. There's a path that goes from Nanda Bhavan there, so not one drop of water got on Krishna. There was a path, he went there, lifted the Govardhan Hill, and invited all the cows, and all the Braja, Bala, the gopis, everyone there. And when they're for 7 days, he's holding them, and after a few days, because it's a Prakriti Leela, Mother Yasoda thinks, he's just a boy. You know, maybe for a few days he can hold it. But how, you know, 7, this is too much. She's thinking, and so the other, the gopas and the elders call her, they're also holding, because they pulled afterwards. You know, you didn't hold it alone. We were also there helping. And sometimes it's called Krishna seeing Radharani and the Vrindagopis and becoming distracted, and it's like teasing them, and, oh, you know, and they're all in the sticks. But, and so Mother Yashoda and Rohini, they, while Krishna's, they're feeding butter in his mouth to give him some strength. How long can Gopal keep holding them? He's not getting regular food. They're very worried. And then, in the end, after he finished, then some devotees, Vishnu Thakurvati Thakur says, they came up, they started massaging his left arm. So he's like, yeah, a little pull on the back, a little tight. And then some, they were like, taking his finger and cracking the nut, you know, and saying, son, how do you feel? Okay, I think you can. I'll be back tomorrow. Because they're in Vatsalya Rasa, they're thinking that he's a boy and this is very difficult what he just did. He must be very tired and sore. So that's the affectionate nature of their heart, that no matter what Krishna does, this is Aishvarya. Aishvarya Gyan, he's showing godly power. They never see it that way. They always find, just as we're sitting here arguing with a bunch of atheistic people, trying to convince them of Krishna's divinity, or that there is a God, or something. Here, every time something happens that is obviously indicative of Krishna's divinity, they're trying to convince people that it's something else. That it was we had the blessings of the gods, or Nanda Maharaj told, I led a very pious life, Garga Rishi said that, and so, you know. They're always adjusting it in the opposite way, the Jnana Shunya Bhaktas. But because there's rumors, the power of what you, some say Gopal is not one of us. No, no way. Why are you saying that? You know, or that he's a deva, or this or that. Mother Yasoda thinks these are envious rumors. And Guru Maharaj said in this way, Parakiya Bhav, which we normally think of in relation to Vrajagopis, it spreads over the other rasas. That means the sense of otherness, that Gopal, for the cowherd, he's not one of us. Mother said that he's not really her child. That mood, and it creates a more intense affection, because there's a threat of separation in that concept, taking him away. So it makes them embrace him nearer and dearer. So anyway, they're so. Rumors like that sloka, Deve Varsati. One sloka encapsulates the pastime. Deve Varsati Yogya Viplavavusha, Vradrasha Varshani, like Siddha Palo Pasha, Vyatma Sharanam, Utsmayam. Utpatyaika Kraina Shaila Mavilo, Lilo, Lilo, Chilindra, Maradhi, Priya, Indra, Rubana. That this whole pastime constructed by Krishna in cooperation with Yoga Maya to check the pride of Indra and protect the devotees and give them nourishment. So he plucked Govardhan Hill the way a child might pick up a mushroom, pull it out of the ground.
Okay, today I have to prepare for Vrindavan. Today, devotees are going, I have to prepare everything for them. Okay, Jayam Vishnubhad, Jagat Guru Sri Bhakti Sri Govindadev Goswami Maharaj ki. Jai. Vishnubhad, Jagat Guru Sri Bhakti Sri Govindadev Goswami Maharaj ki.
Jai.
Jai Shaparikar Sri Sri Govindadev Goswami Maharaj ki.
Jai.
The Vrindavan Govardhan Parikrama ki
jai,
the ki jai, Vrindavan Kirtan ki jai, Saptas Kulat Maharaj Bhagavan Nishima Dev ki jai, Shri Prabhu Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Harinam Shri Kirtan ki jai, Chaitanya Saraswati Math ki jai, all the assembled devotees ki jai, Harinam Shri Kirtan ki
jai,
Jai Vriyad Govardhan ki
jai,
Shri Prabhu Bhakta Vrinda ki
jai,
Bhakti Goswami Maharaj ki
jai,
Bhakti Damodar Maharaj ki, Bhakti Kamal Tegi Maharaj ki, Ram Sankirtan ki, Sunagati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gitai Gaur Paranande,
Jai Amrishnapa, Sarmahamsa, Vribhadi, Salacharja, Sikharja, 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 Sikharja,